Hello, and welcome to the podcast on root cause analysis. Let's recall the five steps to root cause analysis. Step 1. Problem investigation and identification. This is the step where you should spend the most time. What's going on? Break the problem down into smaller, manageable problems and investigate why those problems are occurring. Step 2. Problem organization and mapping. Organize the information you collected in your investigation and map out cause and effect or a timeline of events. Step 3. Analysis. Analyze the information and look for patterns, interruptions, location, timing, causal factors, non-causal factors, and finally, root causes. Step 4. Select solutions. Choose the suitable solution from a variety of available ones. Remember, there are many ways to solve a problem. Step 5. Check solutions. Assess if the solution or corrective action put into place has made a difference and solved the problem. If the problem isn't solved, try another solution. We are first going to hear a case about an employee integrating into a new project team and the problems she faced with virtual onboarding. Second, we are going to hear how NAVFAC Southeast partnered with Defense Logistics Agency, DLA, Energy, and Naval Supply Systems Command, NAVSUP, to extend the lifespan of Navy fuel tanks. Story 1. Hi, I am a new member of a project team. I started on this new project during the pandemic and I have been working remotely the whole time. It took longer than normal to get up to speed. As a result, I wasn't feeling very confident in my work. This isn't how I normally feel about starting a new project, so my supervisor and I sat down to discuss the situation and why it was unfolding this way. We first investigated the problem by chatting about how the first few months and the work were going. Next, we identified some of the problems at hand. 1. My only interaction with the team was during group team meetings, where we would only talk about current work. 2. I didn't know who to turn to outside my supervisor for help or with questions. 3. I had one meeting where we talked about the bigger goals of NAVFAC, but not how they relate to our team's work. Then, we analyzed each problem, and a common cause seemed to be bubbling to the surface. I hadn't had opportunities to truly get to know the others on my team. We came up with a few solutions to try out. I held one-to-ones with each member of the team to get to know them better personally and to learn how they were individually contributing to the project. Additionally, my supervisor and I reviewed my work, the team goals, and the larger NAVFAC mission and how they all connect. After a month, my supervisor and I checked back to see if I felt more connected to the team and the work we are doing, as well as to see if I was feeling more confident in my work. I can happily answer both those questions with a resounding yes. It took time to have each of these conversations virtually, which would have happened more naturally if we had shared an office, but I am a better team member because we did. Story 2. Sometimes, you have to work with a large coalition to get to the root cause of the problem and to come up with viable solutions. NAVFAC identified that the lifespan of Navy fuel tanks needed to be extended. To get at the root cause of why the lifespan of these tanks wasn't as long as it could be, NAVFAC Southeast partnered with Defense Logistics Agency, DLA Energy, and Naval Supply Systems Command, NAVSUP. To identify the problem and its root causes, these organizations conducted months of intense research, discussion, and collaboration. Based on their analysis, the team identified 25 areas for improvement to increase cost savings. The solution being implemented is a new optimization plan, a proactive approach that predicts maintenance plans based on the historical tank reports. These repairs can include internal coating, welding, patching, and external repairs. If any additional repairs arise during a project, NAVFAC Southeast will modify the contract as needed. As a result, optimization efforts will reduce fuel tank repair time from 2 years to 1 year, which will result in annual cost savings of $15 million. The ability to find the root cause of the problem and the success of this project would not have been possible without a common goal and the great working relationships these organizations share. Review. In this podcast, we heard the five steps of conducting root cause analysis: investigation and identification, organization and mapping, analysis, solution selection, and solution assessment. We heard two short stories on how to apply root cause analysis to uncover the real reason a problem is occurring. You can see this process can be used on a small scale in our daily lives to make us more productive team members, and on a grand scale, saving millions of dollars.